Good afternoon, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet in our new time slot for the first time. So we might have some new listeners here. I hope the old listeners can tune in. Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet was on Friday mornings from 9 to 11, but now it will be on Monday afternoons from 4 to 6, and it will be the first three Fridays of the month. We'll skip the last Friday. And if you haven't heard the show before, it's a show dedicated to jazz drummer Paul Modian, who was my uncle. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, and my sponsor is the Camden Conference. And I want to thank them for helping to put the show on the air. And every week I play different tunes that were either by Paul Modian, inspired by Paul Modian, or something that inspired him. So it's a pretty wide-ranging jazz show. And I also do readings from Paul Modian's papers. He has an unpublished autobiography that I read from. And he kept extensive notebooks throughout his life about gigs and just life in general. And so today's show is going to be about the Electric Bebop Band, which was a large band that Paul put together in the early 1990s, really. He did a little bit with it before then. The members were always changing. It really evolved over time, and then he just started calling it the Paul Modian Band. And the idea behind it was to play bebop tunes with some electrified instruments and introduce those tunes to a younger generation of jazz players. And many of the members were much younger than Paul was. But before we start the show, I want to send out condolences to the community. We had two recent deaths of broadcasters from the station. Barry Pretzel had the oldest show here. He really helped found the station. And we were all really sorry to hear that he passed away just a few days ago. And also Judith Lawson, who had, I think, our newest show. She was only on the air for about 3 weeks. And she was doing a show about climate change. And I helped her with her second show to run the board, and I'm pretty sad because I was hoping I was going to get to know her better. So I guess that's the way of the world, but it's pretty sad. So I'm going to start off the show. I'm going to read from one of Paul's little notebooks. This was a 1998-99 band book. And he wrote EBBB, that stands for the Electric Bebop Band, Europe Tour, May 20 to June 8, Pietro Tinolo, Chris Cheek, Steve Cardenas, Kurt Rosenwinkel, Paul Modian, Anders Christensen, Italy, Germany, Switzerland, Austria. The EBBB, the title alone is worth the price of admission. Guess he was happy with that title. We're going to start off the show with a tune from Monk and Powell, which is an Electric Bebop Band album of all Thelonious Monk and Bud Powell tunes. And we're going to start out with Whale. Thank you.
Thank you.
Reincarnation of a Lovebird by Charlie Mingus from the 1994 Polydor album Reincarnation of a Lovebird with Paul Modian and his electric bebop orchestra of the time, which included himself on drums, Chris Potter on alto saxophone, Chris Cheek on tenor saxophone, Wolfgang Muthspiel on electric guitar, Kurt Rosenwinkel electric guitar, Steve Swallow on electric bass, and Don Alias on percussion. And at the top of the hour, we heard Whale by Bud Powell from the Monk and Powell CD, 1999 Winter and Winter release, with Kurt Rosenwinkel, Steve Cardenas, Chris Potter, Chris Cheek, Steve Swallow, and Paul Modian. So almost the same lineup. Just a couple, no Wolfgang Muthspiel and no Don Alias on that one. So they toured Europe quite a bit and played in New York a lot also. I'm going to read a little bit from Paul's autobiography about the band. The Electric Bebop Band is the title of the chapter. The Electric Bebop Band, EBBB, resurfaced in 1991. I had had one rehearsal a few years earlier with Bill Frisell and Mike Stern playing guitars and Mark Egan on electric bass, but abandoned the idea at that time. The Electric Bebop Band was an idea of mine to maybe turn the younger generation on to some great music. I love bebop. I grew up with bebop. I wanted to play the music for those that did not witness the brilliance and greatness of the music. After all, we live in an electronic age. Another cut from Monk and Powell up next, San Francisco Holiday. Thank you.
Thank you.
the unmistakable Dizzy Gillespie tune, Bebop, from Reincarnation of a Lovebird. And before that, we heard San Francisco Holiday, a Monk tune from Monk and Powell. I'm going to read a little bit more from Paul's autobiography about the Electric Bebop Band. The new version of the band was playing in London, a one-week gig at Ronnie Scott's club. The band consisted of different personnel than the earlier version, which had two guitars, bass, and drums. Joshua Redman played saxophone during the first half of the week at Ronnie Scott's, and Chris Potter played the second half. Potter arrived the night before Joshua had to leave, and the two saxophonists played together, only for one night. And I liked it. It sounded good to me, and I decided then and there to continue to try to have two saxes in the band. Next up, I'm going to go a little bit modern. If you remember on the last show, which was over 2 weeks ago, I featured Steve Swallow, and he played in Portland with Mike McGinnis, and I went down to see them. And it was really an awesome concert. Art Landy was on piano, and it was, I knew it would be good, but it was really great. I didn't realize who Mike McGinnis was, but I thought, well, if Steve's playing with him, I'm sure he's really good. And he's a clarinet player. He was born right here in Maine. He grew up in Sanford. And so the three of them were teaching at the Portland Conservatory of Music at Woodford's Church. And so they did this concert afterwards. But it was pretty funny. I was talking to Mike, and I said, he said, "What town are you from?" And I said, "Oh, I'm from Thomaston." And he said, "You don't know Angela Johnson, do you?" And I was like, "Yeah, I work with her, and she is RSU 13 music teacher. She's been teaching in our district for a long time, and she's really great. She teaches for a lot of most of the kids; it's their first music lessons. And I guess she taught in Sanford when she first started out. And Mike was just going on and on about how inspired he was by her and how important her lessons were to him when he was a kid. And he gave me a CD to give to her, and he wrote on it, and I told Angela, and she was all really touched to hear all that. And, you know, it really goes to show how important music is and how important teachers are to their students, you know. If he had never had Angela, who knows, maybe he wouldn't have made a career of music. And you just never know who is going to click with you and who you're going to inspire. And it's a pretty priceless thing. So anyway, I bought their new CD, which just came out. They were doing the tour. It's a Sunnyside release called Recurring Dream. And I'm going to play a cut that is a Steve Swallow song. It's called Bend Over Backwards. The first
Thank you. Thank you.